بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم. Once again, we want to remember this great blessing and this great gift that we have from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the form of the Prophet of Love, the Prophet of Mercy, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And all the greatness and all that goodness that he had was because of that servitude that he had towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And inshallah we will try and understand that from a little bit of what we have to say today. His greatest honor was being a slave of the One. So his actions were submissive to him and no one. He excelled in morals above all creation. Yet he claimed he was nothing but God's reflection. In loftiness of being, he has no parallel. All entities unto him are just a sequel. In his service are the angels and the Holy Spirit. God's good names he does exhibit. Yet he declares with every fragment of his essence that his is nothing and all is just his presence. For in a human in servitude descends, his soul next to God ascends. His heart carried what the mountains couldn't bear, the final message which was his duty to declare. Only he could receive this infinite grace, cause in him of I there was no trace. He burned so much in God's love, he became the Habib of the Lord above. The fire took away the ashes of his essence. I'm only yours was his ultimate sentence. His heart pulsated with infinite kindness. His mercy rippled forth, taking all in crescents. The worlds throbbed out of his compassion. He sought the guidance of all without division. The night became his closest companion in grief. The stars shone in his tears as he cried, Ya Latif. He felt the pain of his grandfather Hanif for the people who ignored his calls to belief. He rose the sword only to sever the ropes that strangled humanity, stealing all hopes. To free man's nature from the clutches of the devil, to emancipate him from the snare of peril. He covered all with the wings of his forgiveness. Even the enemy he had pardoned with lightning swiftness. He treated all as equals, the free and the slave. In the way of Allah, all he had he gave. His smile untangled every sorrow in the heart. His words of hope for all who wish to start. He walked humbly on earth without airs and graces. He lent an ear to everyone's voices. Never was he harsh when he wished to admonish. He was soft and lenient, wasn't quick to punish. He governed their hearts before their bodies. He treated all with fairness and justice. Yes, this was just a glimpse of the beauty and the grandeur and the greatness of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he allows us to be engulfed by his mercy and his kindness and to make us his true followers and companions. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.